We believe that baptism is a communal activity, that it's done in community. And so it's a public profession of faith of, a better way to say it, it's an outward display of an inward generation. We've been transformed inwardly, and our baptism is the outward act of that transformation that has already had been taking place in our lives. So let me just read Romans chapter 6. This is verse 3, and it says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For we have become united with him in the likeness of his death. Certainly, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection." And baptism, obviously, Jesus asked us, the church, in the Great Commission to baptize believers. And so we believe that this is one of the sacraments that we are entrusted to as a body of Christ. And part of this, baptism is really this perfect picture of this union with God. In terms of Jesus Christ came to live in this life, he lived an incredible life. He died, he was buried, and then he resurrected. And baptism is this perfect picture of what it means for us to unite ourselves with Christ in his death, burial, and also in resurrection. And so this is why we have this pool here, and our candidates are going to come up and be baptized during this time. And so let me just invite them to come up one at a time. And what they're going to do is they're going to come up and they're going to share their testimony with you. And then I'm going to ask you if you would, in agreement by saying amen, that you would receive whoever is giving the testimony into our body. Okay, does that sound okay? All right. So let me first welcome, first of all, Merites Salamero. Merites, why don't you come up? Let's welcome her as she comes. And Merites is in Bonham House Church.
Years old, from Philippines. I'm working here in Hong Kong for 3 years. I am Roman Catholic since birth. Before I met Jesus, my life full of anger, bitterness, unhappy. I always blaming God in time of trials. I didn't finish my study because I got sick. Then I stopped my study. My dream failed. I blame God. I got angry to my sister because she broke her promise. My faith in Jesus before is I always have doubts. After I meet Jesus, I'm blessed. I come here in Hong Kong. My employer let us go to the church to know Jesus and get closer to him. My employer brought us to my many prayers conference. We worship and pray. I feel the presence of God. Then my tears start to drop. I saw many people shaking and crying so loud. After that prayer conference, I felt joy in my heart and I had peace. I accept Jesus as my Savior and my God. Last January 31, 2012, we went to attend Philip Montopa prayer conference. I felt the Holy Spirit so powerful, just like tornado. So many people fall down crying, shaking, and laughing with joy. I close my eyes and pray, and I open my heart to Jesus, and I accept him as my Savior and my God. After I pray, my heart filled of joy, and I had peace of mind. Now my faith in Jesus is stronger than before, and I'm happy now because I felt the love of God. I want to baptize because I want to start a new life with Jesus, and I believe that Jesus is my Savior and my Lord. Thank you.
Congregation, do you receive Merites as your sister in Christ? Amen. 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 Thank you. Have a seat. Next, I want to welcome up Mercedita Cantillas. Let's give her a hand.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mercedita Cantillas from Cebu, Philippines, working as domestic helper here in Hong Kong in a year. Since I work here, I've been attended 2 churches, and Solomon Porch is the recent. Before in the Philippines, I've not always go to church in Catholic. In my life, I have many experience about my family, especially when I facing some difficulties. When I was 9 years old, my mother passed away from uterus cancer. The intense feeling of loneliness hit me like a strong wind, not let up. Even though we still had our father, but he had another woman to companion, and he never cared for us. I asked God what his purpose, and while all of this happened, I only cried every time. Until I arrived here in Hong Kong, my employer brought me to a Christian church to attend Sunday worship, and we joined the conference of Pastor Stephen Ha and Tim Tat Choi. That was the very first. I don't understand my feelings. I touched the sermon because I am a sinner. I asked to myself, it's need to know about Jesus Christ, and he died for our sins. I forgive what Jesus had he loved for us. I offer my heart to the Lord and obey with him, even in the Bible. My trust and faith in Jesus Christ grow. I'm so thankful to God that he gave me an employer who always encouraged and being me here in SP. And I'm happy today because I want to be baptized because it's my new life to accept Jesus Christ in my heart. And I do believe that Jesus Christ is my personal Savior and eternal life. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Stay here. So, church, do you welcome Mercedita as your sister in Christ? Amen. Amen. Thank you. We also have the blessing today of having two of our youth group kids getting baptized. And so Pastor Nate will actually be joining me in the pool during this time. And so first of all, let's welcome up Ho-Tin.
Hello, my name is Ho-Tin. My life before believing in Jesus was pretty good. I had a lot of fun, and I thought I was free. However, I was not actually free, and because I was not yet set free, and I was running, using other things to release my pain and anger by picking arguments with different people or making people feel worse than how I was feeling. I came to half believing in Jesus when I was 11. A teacher told me something that changed my perspective on Christians and helped me believe a little. But I didn't truly believe until I was 13. Another teacher from school gave us a devotion to get us started off with our day. I thought to myself, well, how much fun I had last year. Even though I had fun, I had consequences. For example, bad grades. I felt that it was time to fix my life and before it was too late and start working hard. I didn't want to keep running away from God. I knew his existence, but just never wanted to believe, because I thought life would be totally serious and have to always face rules. I soon found out that the Bible was not about laws and what you should not do. God was loving and forgiving and would forgive if I repented. All he wanted was just a relationship with me, not just a simple one, but a strong one. Never actually asked anyone if God would forgive me. I don't remember hearing it from anyone. It just came to my mind that if I truly meant to say sorry and start over, he would be willing to forgive me. It was after chapel during an event from school. Teacher, which I respected, came to me and prayed for me. He's a very strong Christian. I felt the Holy Spirit in me for the first time. After that, I went outside and cried for no particular reason. So I prayed to him fully with my heart, asked God to forgive me for all of my sins, and please let me start over with him. My life after believing was great. I could socialize more easily and be a little more open. My best friend helped me a lot with that, even maybe he never realized. I was more focused on what I like to do for the talents he's given me. God has taught me to work hard and just keep going, be humble, work for God and for what he's given me, be obedient, give without expecting anything in return, and to love others. I want to get baptized because I didn't want to just be a person who believes in Jesus. I want to get closer to him. I felt like God also wanted me to. I haven't been able to show my faith in public, but I wanted to be more open in public about my faith, and I believe that baptism is a step towards that. Thank you.
How old are you?
14.
14. No, you can stay here. Don't go anywhere. Right. 14 years old. You guys remember when you were 14? Right. I guarantee you're not as mature as this kid here, right? So do you as a church, SP, do you welcome Ho-Tin into the family, into the body?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Good job. We'll give some time for the kids to get in. We wanted the kids to be involved in the baptism as well so they can see it and then one day decide to as well. Even though my kids actually wanted to jump in the pool after service, but I told them wait. Okay, lastly, our last candidate today is Christy Lau, another youth group student. Let's welcome her up.
So, hi everyone. My name is Christy, and this year I'm 13. My parents were both converted to Christianity before I was born, so I grew up without any memories of a life before I believed in Christ. I started attending church every Sunday since I was two, and it just became part of the normal routine. I was taught to pray before bed and to say grace at every meal. It all seemed so natural, and there was never a moment when I actually doubted what I was told. Around 2 or 3 years ago, my pastor was telling us about the death of Jesus. Having already heard it countless times, I didn't really pay attention. As I was staring out the window, a single sentence jerked me back to reality. I heard the pastor say, "Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was crucified and died for our sins." But what does that really mean? That Jesus Christ was crucified and died for our sins. Sure, I knew that since forever, or at least as far back as I can remember, but I never gave it any thought. It was all part of the mantra in my head going, just believe what you were taught all your life. I suppose that was when I had a revelation. Imagine just how much Jesus must have loved us to willingly sacrifice himself. Pretty hard, right? I remember thinking, wow, this is what unconditional love is. God loves us no matter how much we sin or how often we forget to show our love for him. He'll still love us for who we are. I suddenly thought, hey, I should at least start to live a life I can call Christian. From then on, I decided to give all my burdens to God. I no longer prayed just because I felt like I had to. I actually put my heart into it. I began to pray even when it wasn't for a meal or before bed, and I tried my best to be an example for others. To me, baptism used to be pretty meaningless. It was just what Christian kids do when they reach the minimum age. But after I've had my epiphany, I realized it was much more than that. It was a public declaration of your faith to the church and to God. And that's why I chose to get baptized, because I want to let God know that I love him, that I'll live my life for him, and that Jesus is the Lord of my life. Thank you.
Amen. I think you're a straight A student, right? I can feel it as I'm listening to her speak. I think also in 20 years you might have my job as well. So praise God, huh? So, church, do you welcome Christy into the family of God? Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Congratulations. Thank you.